Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome you to the study session for the Mesa City Council for November the 5th. All of our council are present at this meeting. The first item on the agenda for this meeting is to review the agenda for our meeting a little bit later today upstairs. So, council, if you could please review that document. First several items are liquor license applications and purchase contracts. I know currently, council, unless you have any questions that have arisen since Thursday, I know we've got two items that are off of the consent agenda. The first is setting a hearing for November 19th for a council use permit for a detox center on North Center Street. That's item 11A. And then zoning case item 12A. I noticed that, and Mr. Thompson, you had a concern about this. I don't know if the applicant is present, but I mean, do you think this case would benefit from a continuance? I noted that it had staff approval, P&Z approved it unanimously. I don't know if they've had an opportunity to respond to any concerns yet.
Mayor, that's fine. We've traded emails, the applicant and I have. I'm fine continuing it. I really would like to work with P&Z and with economic development, and let's see if we can find a suitable location other than a major arterial street.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to the applicant building in District 6, just not in the location that they're looking at. And yeah. So I really want to work with them. If they want to work with us, then
that's great.
Would want, I want them to be successful too. So,
and I don't know that I want to move to continue it without hearing from the applicant. I've had no correspondence with them. I just wondered if you had or if they were requesting some additional discussion about it. Is the applicant happen to be here today? I don't necessarily, like I said, why don't we, when we call it up upstairs, if the applicant's not requesting a continuance, I don't see a reason for us to proactively do that on their behalf. But if they appear, then my thought would be it might benefit from some additional discussion.
That's fine.
So we'll just see what happens. Yep. Unless anyone else has other thoughts about it. Okay, so council, any questions or concerns about the agenda for upstairs? Okay.
Just want to be clear, if we were to continue it,
I think it'd be 15. Go to a date certain?
Oh, is that the next meeting? Okay. 19th or December 3rd.
Okay.
Just have that, if that comes up, just
sure.
Have a date.
All right. Well, yeah, like I said, I don't mean to fight someone's battle for them, but if they do appear and object, I was just, seemed to me that maybe a continuance might be appropriate just so we could chat with them about it. All right, if there's nothing else about our meeting upstairs, the next item on the agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I know we've had a lot of activity over the last few days. Anybody want to share? Mr. Luna.
We had a great time with GAIN. I went to visit five neighborhoods in District 5, and I appreciate our public safety personnel for showing up and being there and promoting this. Getting Arizona's involved in neighborhoods, that's what it's all about. So with a lot of very happy people that our public safety personnel was there to talk to them. And so I appreciate it. And I also want to thank Brian Solar from the Superstition Station. He drove me around. He's a great guy, and we had a great time doing that. And also Sunshine Acres had a Valley Partnership do some projects over there, and that was very positive. So I appreciate Valley Partnership for stepping up and being part of Sunshine Acres and for some improvements. So I thank them for that.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, Mayor. GAIN was very involved in our organization. D1, Katie put it together. We visited 13 different places, and we were on the run. I had the fortunate ability to have a fire truck pick me up, and it's kind of back the old days. I wanted to drive, but they wouldn't let me drive. I'm sure Mr. Brady would want me to drive. But, we visited and had a police escort. Brandon was able to drive as well. So we had police and fire and visited a lot of places and felt the pulse of District 1. Thank
you. You bet.
Thank you. Yeah, great event. And Francisco?
Yeah, same here. We went to 11. I want to thank Commander Wessing from the Fiesta Station, driving me and Jared around. So it's a great event throughout the district. So
great. Anyone else? All right, thank you. Thanks to all the public safety folks who made that such a fun evening. Next item on our agenda is item 4, that is schedule of future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady?
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind the council, there will not be a study session this Thursday, but our next study session will be on November 15th at 7:30 a.m. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next item is to convene an executive session regarding negotiations for the sale and development of city-owned property located at Sheffield Avenue and Paseo Lago Vista. Is there a motion to move into that session? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will now convene an executive session.